globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Nice to have all of you aboard. Hour two of America's number one travel radio show, everyone. As we now get back to it on this December 6th live broadcast, it is just after 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and we are going to convene the National Communal Forum for week 299. A programming alert, by the way, that in 10 minutes, Chef Robert Irvine will be checking in with us. About 30 minutes from now, Mary and I will be answering listener emails, and today we're going to address many of the questions that we're being asked about the opportunity to come travel with us in October 2026 for 12 days for our big Let's Go America Tour Southern Mediterranean cruise aboard Regent Seven Seas' new Grandeur ship. But we're going to start by talking to our local affiliates who make this show possible. Without them, frankly, our program wouldn't be heard on 610 weekly stations across the USA. What communities are being showcased today, Mary?
That's right. All right. So holding on the show hotline, we have Kevin Cohen, general manager with our Columbia, South Carolina affiliates, AM 1470 and FM 100.7 WQXL Radio. From our affiliate in San Antonio, Texas, we have local host Milton Glick at AM 930 KLUP. And from a very chilly or freezing, depending on your tolerance, Minnesota, we have Dave Strandberg, a local host from our Duluth affiliates, and those stations are AM 610 and FM 103.9 KDAL Radio.
Well, it's a nice mix. Hello, guys. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
Great to hear from all of you. So today we're going to go in the order that Mary just introduced you, which means we're going to begin in Columbia. Kevin, we've spent a lot of time in your state, besides having relatives living there in the Columbia area and friends over in the Charleston area. An important mentor of mine in business was very involved in radio in Columbia for years. So Mary and I know many people who used to live near us here in the New York City area who now call South Carolina home. I'm sure, that's likely to only increase with the communist mayor that we've got coming in January. But but in the spirit of Christmas, all right, that's upon us. Talk to us about what makes your city an attractive place to come visit this time of year.
The first and foremost, it always starts, guys, with the people. I mean, there's just something different. I've lived in a variety of places. Most of us in radio have had different stops along the way. And once I got to Columbia, South Carolina, I realized it was my last stop, because it's just the people in South Carolina as a whole, and certainly here in Columbia, are just a little bit more laid back, a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more courteous and just friendly. And it makes a difference in quality of life. It really does. Obviously, there's a lot of things to Columbia itself that's wonderful, but like I say, it starts with the people.
Kevin, I could talk to you for days about the difference from your area and other states in the South compared to where we live. Yeah. Yes. So. Thank you for that. So, Milton, we were fortunate enough to be in San Antonio a few years back in December. We did one of our Let's Go America tours in San Antonio, and we based ourselves at the beautiful Hotel Emma. The decorations, that whole Pearl District was beautiful. There were Christmas markets. Robert, we walked along the Riverwalk, and the boats were all lit up. Yeah. It was great. But
especially at night.
Yeah, it was beautiful. But Milton, besides the Riverwalk, that's not the only way San Antonio rings in Christmas. What are some other experiences that you want to throw out there for our listeners for the Christmas season?
Gosh, I mean, and y'all did a great one. That was a great idea to hang out at the Pearl and see all the lights on Broadway. And downtown San Antonio, there's something new that started last year. It's called Holidays on Houston. Houston is an historic downtown street. San Antonio downtown is vibrant. It's still an important part of San Antonio, but there's markets, there's communal dining. They set up tables that run up and down the street, and everybody eats by each other. There's all kinds of fun. And then SeaWorld has great celebrations. Fiesta Texas has great celebrations. There are historic ones at Incarnate Word University. Y'all might have seen that one because that's on Broadway, too. But gosh, there's so much going on. There's one that's fun. Real quick, I'll try to take up too much time. It's home for the holidays, and it's being put on by our animal care services. So it's Santa, lights, it's snow, it's caroling, and it's your pets too, and you can adopt a pet. as well. So San Antonio loves Christmas.
And you got a lot going on. Listen, I remember when we were there, we got the opportunity to go into the vault at the Alamo, and holding Daniel Boone's sword was unbelievable. I mean, that was we got that access. But, Milton, really appreciate the update there. So, Rudy, we're going to go to Duluth. That's about 2 hours to your north, I think, from last time we were there. Where do you want to go for Christmas with Dave today?
Well, I mean, I'm a big fan of Duluth because this, first of all, Americans who haven't been there should understand this is right on one of the Great Lakes. And this is basically a 900 cargo ships call on Duluth a year. So if kids or if you want to see huge ships, you can also walk onto a Great Lakes freighter that is open to the public to see what it was like to carry iron ore in these behemoths. It's a great place. The waterfront is a great place for eating and for food and great hiking all around it. This is a town that's sort of perched on a hilltop as you approach it from the flatlands where I live down in Minneapolis, St. Paul. You got this you go into town and it's just amazing, except for the flat part of the waterfront. You tell me about it. It seems like, Dave, I'm doing all the talking here. You should be telling me why we should be there.
Hey, that's all right. We got sunshine. We got snow on the ground. We got above zero temperatures. It's pretty much a perfect winter day here in Duluth. And as you mentioned, you can see those ships pretty much year round. The shipping season goes till January. A little extra bonus now with those below freezing temperatures. The ships come into the harbor coated with ice. That's always quite an attraction to see. And also right by the harbor, we've got the big Bentleyville Tour of Lights. That opened up just before Thanksgiving. It features some 5 million lights spread over 20 acres. In fact, it's the largest walk-through Christmas lighting display in the country. You get to check out Santa, Rudolph, some other characters there. They've got cookies, popcorn, and hot chocolate all free. And then the centerpiece, that big 128-foot-tall Christmas tree right in the middle with about 150,000 dancing LED lights.
Well, you got a lot.
It is all free.
Yeah, you got a lot going on there, Dave. I appreciate that. Kevin, I'm going to bounce back to you really quick, and I'm going to ask you a question. So are you feeling positive, you know, going into 2026 and how the economy is developing? Is there something specific you're looking forward to in the new year?
Well, down in South Carolina, we are growing at faster rate than any state in the entire country right now. Here in Columbia, we're averaging 28 people moving in every day into the city of Columbia over the course of a regular day. And so things here haven't really even taken any downturns or really taken a hit in South Carolina. We've been pretty bubble-proof from a lot of the real estate issues. We feel very ambitious and very excited about where the economy is going, and we're hopeful, without getting into anything political, we're hopeful that a lot of what has been done in the first year under the administration starts to really kick in for upcoming years with manufacturing, because people have been a little nervous about it, but I think they're starting to come out from their fears.
Well, I listen, we're right there with you. We're going to have a good 2026, no question about it. Guys, listen, we want to thank all three of you for joining us today. Really appreciate you being a part of the program. Could not do this show, as we say, without you. Love being on your stations, being able to interact with your communities. Merry Christmas to you both, to all three of you, and look forward to future conversations, okay?
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you.
Take care.
Thanks
very much. Have a great rest of the weekend. All right. Well, we've talked about it, and now it's going to happen. After this quick sponsors break, Chef Robert Irvine joins the show. The personal connection starts in 3 minutes, folks.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
What does living better mean to you? When you wake up feeling well, you do more of the things you love in life. If pain affects your life, Relief Factor can help change that. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor supports your body's response to inflammation. So give their 3-week quick start a try for just $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4, the number 4. 800-4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com or head to rmworldtravel.com for a link under sponsors. You know how every family has that one holiday cooking disaster story? Well, rest easily, because those days are over with Chef IQ Sense. This wireless cooking thermometer is the best gift to yourself or friends and family, because it's going to get your meat perfect every time. It's a great gift for a seasoned cook or everyone in between. This season, give yourself and your loved ones the gift of perfectly cooked meals. And save 30% with code CARRY at chefiq.com. That's chefiq.com. Use the code Carrie, and you'll get 30% off, or you can visit RMWorldTravel.com and find a link.
If you're looking for a holiday gift, check out Raycon's Everyday Earbud Classics. And right now, they're up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/Carrie, so grab them while you can. The Everyday Earbud Classics are loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. Over 3 million customers love Raycons. Get the perfect audio gift site-wide for up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/Carrie or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. You do need to order by December 15th to guarantee delivery by Christmas.
You know how every family has that one holiday cooking disaster story? Well, rest easily because those days are over with Chef IQ Sense. This wireless cooking thermometer is the best gift to yourself or friends and family because it's going to get your meat perfect every time. It's a great gift for a seasoned cook or everyone in between. This season, give yourself and your loved ones the gift of perfectly cooked meals and save 30% with code Carrie at chefiq.com. That's chefiq.com. Use the code Carrie and you'll get 30% off, or you can visit armworldtravel.com and find a link.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Just this segment and one more to go before Mary and I answer emails and many of the questions we're being asked about cruising with us next October. But as we reset now from that chatty NCF, well, here comes the personal connection, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Carrie.
Because sudden changes, unknown situations, and world happenings could compromise your plans. So whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, international or domestic, do what we do and get protected with a plan at travelguard.com/Carrie.
You know, packing a Travel Guard travel insurance plan, it's one of the best things you can do for successful travel. It safeguards you against many of the unknowns that can create issues, including work-related cancellations. Maybe it's medical expenses and evacuations that you need, passport or ticket replacement, roadside assistance, prescription replacement, translation services, lost or delayed baggage, trip cancellations, interruptions and delays. Regardless of it all, you're going to have somebody available to you who can handle things on the spot 24/7 and a lot more. Be smart. Get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Carrie before you travel, or find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Today's personal connection reconnects us with top chef and philanthropist Robert Irvine. He's not here with a recipe or to talk celebrity cooking, which he could easily do, but instead we invited Robert back as he also founded the Robert Irvine Foundation, and its mission is something that we respect a great deal. It supports service members, veterans, first responders, and their families. Back to the show hotline we go yet again today, where Chilled Chef Robert is ready to go on the other end.
Well, he is indeed, Mary. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show, Robert.
Well, thank you. It's been a minute. We missed you. So what's going on?
Yeah, we've all been a little busy for sure. So great having you here today, though, certainly as we're now into December. You know, you have joined us twice previously on the program. Both of those times you were in our Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment. Today, however, you know, we've asked you back. We want to discuss your foundation and the Let's Chow program. So to share some background with our listeners across the USA, you are a vet yourself, having served in both the British Royal Navy and you work with the U.S. Navy. So we thank you for your service for that. But really where I want to go with this is, you know, Let's Talk, Let's Chow. What's the program and mission, Robert?
So it's amazing. Let's Chow is an entrepreneurial program run by the Robert Irvine Foundation. And it's kind of interesting because I did not start this program. It was started by a JAG officer who is still active duty Navy, Lieutenant Commander Jordan Foley. I know about 5 years ago, I got wind of the program and fell in love with it because it's what we do. You know, we feed people. We travel the globe feeding people, and we help entrepreneurs. So I thought it would fit great into the Robert Irvine Foundation. And in actual fact, the last 3 or 4 weeks, we've given two trucks out for a Marine and another truck to a Marine that we've already gave a truck. So he's expanding into the Naval Academy in Annapolis, serving coffee. And then we're on the Lincoln Field last week, given a check to Farina, which is a pasta truck that we have give a veteran, obviously. But now he's feeding the homeless veterans. So the Let's Chow program is an unbelievable program that allows people that come out of the military, that want to get into the culinary arts, that either have been a cook or not, that want to run a coffee shop, a pasta shop, a taco shop, whatever. And we take them through a school program, no matter where they are, East or West Coast, so they understand the business aspects of it. Then we buy the truck, and it's about $150,000 to then buy the truck, then cover the truck or print the truck, and then build the kitchen based on their concept. So it's pretty amazing to be able to gift this this new opportunity.
What a fantastic.
And I give this, and I say, I'm sorry to interrupt you there, Mary, but I give this Marine One single dad, amazing human being that's going to change his life.
Yeah, very inspiring. What a he'd be a great interview, actually. So maybe we'll talk to you at some point about that. What a fantastic program. And I just real quick, I believe you have trucks in Florida, Georgia, Pennsylvania, California, and Virginia. So for anyone listening, they can also find these food trucks, correct?
That is correct. Yes.
Okay, great. So you're in our personal connection segment with us today, and it's part of our show where we discuss the transformational aspects of travel and kind of like how travel has made either a difference in someone's lives or something else, something transformational. You've traveled all over the world, we know, with Restaurant Impossible and other endeavors, but you make a point to visit military bases globally, feeding our military service members and spending time, like quality time with them. That is such an important thing that you're doing, Robert. Can you talk about why you do it and what it means to you?
Yeah, of course. So we started the foundation in 2014, and it was pretty much, I believe, ahead of its time. I'd worked with other nonprofits in the space of military, but it was building homes and buying dogs and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Nobody was addressing the physical fitness aspect of the military or the mental health. And we went into that mental health and physical fitness space in 2014 by creating programs. And it took us a couple of years to figure out who we were, you know, just not passing out grants to other foundations to do things. So we started our own programs, Breaking Bread with Heroes, somewhere around the world. Every week we're feeding between 300 and 3,000 domestically and worldwide.
Wow.
We have a Reuniting the Brave program, which is putting... We just put 750 Marines, 1st Battalion, 5th Marines back together after 20 years, 600 rescue swimmers. So in Alabama, the Marines were in San Diego, Gold Star families, etc. We have service dog programs, iBot programs. iBots are wheelchairs that stand you up and go over rough terrain and go up and down stairs on their own. We have, right now we're dealing with... food insecurity, gift cards, which we've been doing since actually COVID, which is kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. And then we travel the globe on armed forces, entertainments, kind of, they tell us where they want to go, where they need, almost like Bob Hope tours, USO, same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And just returning actually from Romania over Thanksgiving, cooking for 1,500 folks about 48 miles from the border of Kiev, of Ukraine. Mm. So, you know, for me, what's important about this is, you know, it's travel, yes. We travel to the ends of the earth and every base in between, from Afghanistan, Iraq, Poland, Spain, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Poland. Wherever we have troops, we want to bring a taste of home.
So-
we want to make sure that these folks know that when they put that uniform on, that people don't forget them. You know, we've had 18 years of war,
mm-hmm.
and now we're not in that war. We've got a lot of other things going on, and people are deployed, forward deployed on ships, submarines, land bases, whatever it may be, wherever it may be. And our job in my foundation is to bring a little... I don't know, love, hope.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit more about that because, you know, you talk about just giving back and paying it forward. I mean, this is on such a different level. You know, Mary and I, we were looking over some of your foundation milestones before the show. Two that really stuck out to the two of us, 50,000 service members and their families have been visited, right? I mean, that's growing the number.
Yeah.
But you've brought around 77,000 or so service members and their families together, and they've bonded over
the resiliency
experience.
Program.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I know you've got a team of ambassadors that are working with you, Robert, but I mean, how does it all work?
So we have a small crew, that's for sure. We have a CEO or president and all those, I think 13 people total that work for the foundation. But as you say, lots of ambassadors are still active duty or have retired, depending on, you know, I have senior enlisted to the chairman, CZ Lopez on my board, Joanna Bass, who is the chief of the Air Force, chief master sergeant of the Air Force, on our board. And it helps when you have these folks that you work with while they're in uniform, when they've retired and come out and seen the work that we've done in both segments. So that's how it works. I've got two chefs that travel the world. Literally, we just finished in Rota, Spain, before Romania. We're in Rota, Spain, Naples, Italy, and Sigonella, Sicily, where they had to hop and over each other to prepare food ready for the next event. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for me, it's really simple. We're good at feeding. People love to eat, and it brings a sense of camaraderie. Not only travel, I mean, the military travels on its stomach, but it travels and travels. When we bring food that is different to what they're used to on the base, because we're cooking it and different ideas, it sends a message that we care to them and to their families.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to give your website for folks, because we're running out of time on this. Folks, the website, you can go find more information at RobertIrvineFoundation.org, RobertIrvineFoundation.org. And everyone listening, if you want to donate during the holiday season or find ways to give back, Robert and his team can be reached there. You can help out. So, Robert, really nice connecting with you today and doing this differently. Merry Christmas to you. And again, thanks for all you're doing out there.
I appreciate you both, and thanks for highlighting the foundation, and be blessed and stay well and take care of each other.
Thank you. We really appreciate the work you're doing. Take care.
All right. Thanks, guys. Okay. Bye-bye.
Yep. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Giving back and paying it forward. That's what he's doing. God bless.
He certainly
Robert
is.
Yeah. RobertIrvineFoundation.org, folks. Go check out that website and do whatever you can, okay? As we get ready to pause for some important sponsor messages right now so our local stations can update you during this bottom of the hour break, Christmas will be part of today's museum gallery that's ahead. Mary and I are going to answer your Cruise With Us travel questions in the iBlock in 10 minutes. And next, the hotel sector of travel gets some attention here on your favorite travel radio show.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea, with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships, with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/RMWorldTravel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of our award-winning program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. I know the rigors of travel wear on all of us, as do aspects of everyday life. And if you're feeling more aches and pains and other symptoms these days from inflammation in your body, we've got the solution. It's Relief Factor, a 100% natural research-based formula created to combat the root causes of inflammation, which is the body's natural inflammatory response function that can cause aches and pains from exercise, overexertion, aging, and everyday living. It's an email. Here's an email we got from Tracy, a show fan in Knoxville, who wrote, "My husband is a diabetic and has suffered with neuropathy in his feet for years. Early this year, he broke his right leg below the ankle, and due to diabetes, he shouldn't take ibuprofen, but his foot kept swelling. I decided to buy Relief Factor because I'd run out of options. It worked. The swelling started going away, and as he continued to use it, he realized that his neuropathy was no longer bothering him either. I don't have scientific proof, but I will testify that was the only thing we added to his life, and the neuropathy issue disappeared after 2 months of using Relief Factor. Thank you." Well, thank you, Tracy. Relief Factor is a powerful and unique combination of botanical ingredients and fish oil, trusted by many thousands in our audience to provide ongoing relief from their pain, whether from the back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, and general muscle pains and aches. Try it yourself. Just go to ReliefFactor.com and easily order your 3-week trial pack for just $19.95. That's ReliefFactor.com, or find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, have you ever checked into a hotel and wondered how the desk clerk remembered you from your last visitor, or how you can check in without talking to any hotel staff? Say thanks to technology that hotels use behind the scenes. Devin Phan, our next guest, is a senior vice president for strategy and market development for a company called Mews, M-E-W-S, that provides that technology to hotels in 85 countries. Devin, welcome aboard. Over the years, I've felt hotels know a whole lot more about me than I know, and I'm happy about that. But I know you have an answer to this question I imagine you're asked a lot. One of my oldest friends in the hotel industry was a vice president with the Four Seasons chain, and he told me the first thing he looks for when he enters a hotel is teeth and eyes. In other words, a smile and someone who actually notices and pays attention to him. Does the increasing trend of allowing guests to check in by skipping the front desk lessen the chance for a hotel to make a guest feel welcome?
Yeah, thanks, Rudy, for having me on. I think you're definitely not alone, and neither is your friend in thinking about that. I think guests more and more these days want optionality, right? Recently, we did a survey with 2,000 U.S. travelers, and 70% actually said that they would be happy to skip the front desk entirely if they could check in via an app or a self-service kiosk instead. And that's just because, like, they want to get to the room. When you think about hospitality, it's not really about, you know, waiting in line and checking in at the front desk. It is the teeth and eyes, but it's, you know, if you can actually get to your room and actually get to your vacation sooner rather than later, that's not a bad thing. And I think guests appreciate having that option.
Well, you're certainly right. Lines are an attraction to no one. And you can get teeth and eyes starting with the, you know, the bellman at the front or the guy who's parking your car. But your firm did this survey you referred to. And one thing that stood out to me was you're finding that Generation Z, that's travelers in their 20s, say personalized amenities make them return to a hotel. And even and 82% of them prefer self-check-in. But they view hotels as potential lifestyle partners. And here I quote, "They appreciate superior personalized experiences," end quote. Isn't that a bit of a contradiction? I mean, they want personalization, personal experience, but they don't want to check in personally.
Yeah, but I think personalization for, you know, Gen Z and a lot of like more modern travelers isn't about, you know, just like the standard practice that we experienced growing up going to a hotel, right? Like waiting in line, that's not personalized. Everyone does that, right? You know, handing over your credit card, that's not personalized. Waiting for a hotel clerk to find your reservation, you know, spend 5 minutes on their computer and then printing out keys, that's not personalized. What they mean is, you know, like if I am a loyal customer, know that I prefer having multiple pillows, or I prefer a top floor suite, or I prefer to be closer or further away from the elevator, right? So if your hotel can actually save these preferences for your guests and they return, it actually makes them feel like, hey, they know me. And especially if they are interacting with somebody at the front desk and they said, hey, welcome back. Nice to have you again. Even if, you know, that person has never met you before, that feels great. And so those are kind of the little touch points where, you know, maybe 20 years ago, hotels weren't able to provide. But now with technology, you know, hotels can actually provide that more personalized experience for their guests.
Point taken. What kind of technology in your business is on the horizon for hotels that are early adapters to technology? What can I expect that'll surprise me as a guest in the next few years?
Yeah, I mean, like a lot of hoteliers or a lot of guests like myself, if I'm a travel business, I just want to get in, right? And sometimes I just want to drop off my bags and just get to my room really quickly. So one thing that we offer is self-check-in, right? So you can just like in your Uber, just check in online. And we introduced the first ever digital wallet, Apple Wallet native keys, which means we can just send you a key directly to your Apple Wallet. It's not a separate app. It's not something that like might fail. It's tried and true technology, similar to how like you use to board an airplane. Get that on your Apple Wallet and you just go directly to your room. And that room is going to be ready because we know you're coming. We know your preferences. And we know that this is going to be the perfect room for you.
Anything else technologically that will surprise me?
I think from a technological standpoint, it's also in that digital experience. If you're checking in, maybe you want late checkout. You can do that online or through your phone. Maybe there's a suite that you actually, we have a really great offer for. You can look at that online as well and see, like, actually, like, it's only $100 to go and get an Ocean View suite. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Devin Phan is the Senior Vice President for Strategy and Market Development at Mews, M-E-W-S. Devin, thanks for joining us. We look forward to the future.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
You know how every family has that one holiday cooking disaster story? Well, rest easily because those days are over with Chef IQ Sense. This wireless cooking thermometer is the best gift to yourself or friends and family because it's going to get your meat perfect every time. It's a great gift for a seasoned cook or everyone in between. This season, give yourself and your loved ones the gift of perfectly cooked meals and save 30% with code CARRY at chefiq.com. That's chefiq.com. Use the code CARRY and you'll get 30% off, or you can visit armworldtravel.com and find a link.
If you're looking for a holiday gift, check out Raycon's Everyday Earbud Classics. And right now, they're up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry, so grab them while you can. The Everyday Earbud Classics are loaded with upgrades, active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, and an ergonomic fit that actually stays put. Over 3 million customers love Raycons. Get the perfect audio gift site-wide for up to 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. You do need to order by December 15th to guarantee delivery by Christmas.
If you've been waiting to try learning a new language with Babbel, now is the time. Black Friday has come early this year. Babbel's biggest sale is happening now. Unlock all of the languages on Babbel with a lifetime subscription at our best price of the year, which means a small investment for all your big adventures. Babbel's bite-sized lessons fit easily into your daily routine and are easy to remember. Plus, Babbel teaches you relevant words and phrases so you can start speaking with confidence in as little as 3 weeks. And with a lifetime access to all of Babbel's languages, lessons, podcasts, and cultural insights, just imagine what you can do, or rather, where you could go. So if you've been putting off booking that pastry pilgrimage to France for fear of mispronouncing croissant, take advantage of Babbel's biggest sale of the season. Where will Babbel take you? Find out at Babbel.com. But hurry, this offer ends November 30th. Get Babbel's lifetime access for less, for a limited time at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill, but those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little app does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Well, back at it we go, everyone, for this iBlock. Mary and I are now going to answer emails sent in to us, and we're sponsored by MyPillow.com/carry.
Black Friday and Cyber Monday are over, but big holiday deals are still happening for you to grab at MyPillow.com/carry. For example, get the Children's Bible Story Pillow 5-Pack for just $29.98. My slippers are just $39.98. All their blankets, comforters, and duvets are as low as $25, and they're blowing out standard MyPillows for $14.98 each.
Made in America socks are as low as $3.99 a pair, and they're delicious, organic, specialty grade Arabica coffee. It's 50% off. Both are great gifts or stocking stuffers, folks. Go get all of our show specials mentioned and more at MyPillow.com/carry. Use code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, or just find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors. All right, well, you have heard us reference what we're about to talk about at different times today throughout the show. Mary and I have decided to use the email segment to address many of the questions we've received since we made the announcement about partnering with Regent Seven Seas Cruises and the opportunity for you to come travel with us in the Southern Mediterranean next October. This week, I spoke with the head of their call center out in Omaha, and he shared that our show fans have been calling them with questions. A good number of you have already booked your travels to join us. So based on what we're being asked and what we heard from them, we decided to use this part of the show to try to answer as much as we can, right?
That's right. And we're not going to get too deep into questions. We're getting things like, can I plan my own excursions? Can I smoke on the ship? Are flights included or extra? Do I need a power converter? Or does the ship have U.S. plugs? These are all very valid questions, but the Regent team can answer all of those kinds of questions for you and more when you call to explore and hopefully make your booking. But what we do want to address for all of you who've asked us is we want to give you a few more specifics on the itinerary, what's included, and what you can expect from the trip that we're all going to do together next October.
All right, so let's unpack that, okay? We'll share the big picture of what's coming. The dates for our travels aboard Regent's new Seven Seas Grandeur ship, it's October 20th to November 1st, 2026. The voyage begins on the southern Mediterranean island of Malta before going on to Sicily, which means we're going to be celebrating my heritage together. Love that. Then we're on to southern Italy, folks, to enjoy more of the Italian culture, food, history, and just, you know, all things great about Italy. Those three locations alone got us to sign up, Mary, when this was presented
Absolutely.
To us. Absolutely. But then,
but
you know,
so did a few others.
Yeah, because then we're going to Dubrovnik in Croatia, and Kotor in Montenegro, both in-demand locations. Now, listen, I am clearly biased on Italy. We love traveling there, right?
Yeah.
But Greece, another place.
Yeah.
You know, a terrific country,
great country
to visit. So many levels, right?
I love Greece.
We're going to get three different tastes of that country as we all go to Katakolon, Santorini, and Athens. But the folks at Regent, well, they didn't stop there for us with this special trip, folks. And it's why we say pretty much every location is bucket list, as we'll all be going to Istanbul, where we're going to overnight and have two full days. We'll broadcast this show live from that city as well. And while we're in Turkey, we'll visit the city of Ephesus, a key place to the spread of Christianity.
Yeah, I'm super excited about Ephesus. And I do love Santorini. That is literally one of my favorite Greek islands. We've been to many of them, and that's a beautiful island. But besides such a great itinerary, which is undeniable, we did make this decision because Regent Seven Seas is synonymous with ultra-luxury travel, and they offer the most all-inclusive luxury experiences at sea. And Robert and I just experienced this last month. We shared some of it during our big Let's Go America tour NYC to MIA via the ABCs. We did a live broadcast from Aruba on November 15th. You can go back and listen to that show if you have time and you didn't catch it the first time around. And next month, we're going to do it again, but this time on Seven Seas Grandeur as we travel from Miami to Los Angeles through the Panama Canal. That's going to be part of our big Let's Go America tour, and those travels kick off in a major way our America's 250th birthday content. But here's a few of the perks. Every show fan who travels with us, each suite will get an extra $500 in shipboard credit. Yes, you can use that for the spa, the salon, cigars, the casino, the onboard boutiques, and more. You're also going to get up to $750 off your suite depending on the category you book. These extras are in addition to any and all of the offers that are out there from Regent. And even if you work with a travel agent, the team at Regent will transfer your booking to your local agent once it's made with the team. They can kind of walk you through all of that. So, you know, I mean, listen, we're excited and I can't wait to do this trip.
Well, I'm going to just say, you know, a question we're asked is how much do I have to pay above the cruise and what exactly is included? That's pretty easy for us to answer. It's a reason we agreed to partner with Regent. Pretty much everything is included because they're the leader in all-inclusive cruising, right, Mary? So it was that simple.
Yeah, they are.
And yeah, their cruises do cost a little more. There's no question about it, but you're traveling on these beautiful ships, total luxury, everything's included. And you're not being nickel and dime.
No, multiple restaurants, all the drinks are included, premium wines.
Spa access to anytime you want, spa, all of that, the onboard bars, the nightly entertainment, I mean, laundry service, Starlink, the Wi-Fi is unlimited
and
free.
Yeah, that's a perk, the laundry service.
Gratuities, and the enrichment speakers and so forth I'm thinking about.
Yeah, plus we're going to have a great time.
Yeah, it's all included, right, folks? 85 different excursions are also included in this, no charge on that. By the way, one other thing, penthouses are higher, include butler service as well. So we're going to have to leave it there for you right now, but just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Click at the top of the homepage. You'll see the button for Regent. You'll click over to Megan and Peyton so you can book your travels with us. There's only just a few slots left at this point, so you want to jump on this right away, especially with the holidays coming. It's a great gift. Toll-free number is there and all the information. Keep sending us your travel questions. This is RM World Travel. Christmas at the Griffin Museum in Chicago is next.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Stay
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we return from that quick break, ready to go with the latest museum gallery, well, we just talked about them in detail last segment, and interestingly, today's J-Block is sponsored by Regent Seven Seas Cruises.
It is, and as you said, we just talked about this, but Regent really does deliver the most all-inclusive luxury experience you can have at sea, with always included unlimited shore excursions and anytime access to the spa facilities, exquisite dinings included at all specialty restaurants for no added cost, plus you get free Wi-Fi, valet laundry service, unlimited beverages of all types, and the list keeps going.
Yeah, it really does. Simply put, this is top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea. Besides their fleet of modern ships, with more on the way, we appreciate their quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board. We just talked about that, right? All the gratuities are prepaid, so you don't have to reach into your wallet. You'll be hearing us broadcast from Seven Seas Grandeur next month, and you can even come travel with us aboard the new Grandeur ship in October 2026 for the big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med. For more info, just visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel or find a link at rmworldtravel.com right on the website.
All right, break out the hot cocoa and get your sweaters on. We're headed to chilly Chicago for today's museum gallery. As we're now into the holiday season, we're going to check in with the Griffin Museum of Science and Industry because they've been featuring Christmas around the world and holidays of light for 83 years. Joining us to share details is their exhibit manager, Amelia Pollack, on the show hotline.
Good morning, Amelia. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Nice to have you aboard with us today. So, you know, we're going to talk about the museum, but I want to begin with the Christmas tree exhibit, which Mary mentioned. It's in its 83rd year. Let's go there first. How and why did it start? Give us a little background.
Sure. So the Christmas Around the World and Holidays of Light got started in 1942 at the height of World War II when the museum decided it wanted to bring joy to the Chicago community during an uncertain time. And one tree was decorated consecutively, redecorated for 12 straight days to represent each of the allied nations that was fighting World War II alongside the U.S.
That's heartwarming. And how does it look today? How many trees and who's decorating all of these trees?
Yeah, so today we've expanded to featuring more than 60 trees and displays representing dozens of nations and traditions from around the world. In order to continue bringing joy and promoting community and togetherness. And these trees and displays are decorated by community groups from around Chicago and beyond. Some are families, some are organizations, some are churches, and many of the trees have been passed down through generations of families who continue to come each year and enjoy decorating their trees.
So I have another question, but just real quick, how long does it take to decorate all these trees?
Well, the planning
starts
months long. The planning process takes months, but the decorating process takes about 2.5 weeks.
Okay.
And it's quite a feat getting 55 tree groups and three, you know, all of these cases.
And all the volunteers.
In and out.
Yeah.
And the volunteers. Hundreds of volunteers that come together.
So I did see the tree representing the USA has a bit of an America 250 theme, which makes sense since that's what we're celebrating next year. Just share a couple, maybe one or two examples of other cultural themes from some other countries' trees.
Sure. So one of my favorite trees is the Egypt tree, which has a really neat, just a very beautiful sort of golden layout and look to it with all of their ornaments. They have some ancient Egypt themes as well as like a Coptic Christmas theme. I'm biased because my husband and I are planning a big trip to Egypt next year, but it's just a gorgeous tree.
I like it. Getting a little foreshadowing. That's good.
Yes.
Is there another one?
Yeah, and so the Assyria tree is actually one of my other favorites. Mm. So something the groups do is each year they will make or design new ornaments. So each year that you come to see the exhibit, you'll see something new that you've never seen before. And this year they decided to decorate their tree with all of these really cool Lamassu figures, which are like these deities that represent strength and protection. And their tree is also just really cool and really fun and really colorful.
Mm. We've seen this week with Publio over there in the Middle East. I mean, all the different decorations and that going on as well. So, you know, I mentioned at the start of our conversation wanting to talk about the museum. You know, what you've just shared sounds, you know, very festive, very much worth seeing. But, you know, I think folks may be surprised to know that your museum there in Chicago, it's the largest science museum in the Western Hemisphere. So can you give everyone listening maybe a quick overview and reasons to come visit? We've got maybe a little over a minute for that.
Absolutely. So we are. We're the largest science museum in the Western Hemisphere, featuring over 400,000 square feet of exhibit space and over 35,000 artifacts that date back to the 17th century. We just have a lot of really cool stuff to see. Right now you can see Marvel Spider-Man Beyond Amazing, the exhibition. That is an exhibition that will not be with us permanently, but things that you can see all the time are like the Henry Crown Space Center, Science Storms, and we're really looking forward to January when we're going to be opening up the Paul Tazewell's Crafting Character, the Costumes of Paul Tazewell exhibit, which is going to open on January 19th. There's something for everybody there, and the museum believes that science is for everyone and that all are welcome.
Well, I think you've just done a good job articulating that. I will ask you real quick, when does the Christmas Around the World and the Holidays of Light end?
It's going to run through January 5th,
okay,
and it is included in with your general admission ticket.
Okay, that's great. All right. And folks, you know, for more information, you can go check out and make plans to go visit yourself. GriffinMSI.org is the website, GriffinMSI.org. Amelia, thank you very much. Have a great holiday season. Merry Christmas.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Yeah. All right. Okay, you too. Thanks.
Bye. Bye.
All right, Mary, well, that's a festive way to
end
the show
today. Sounds
like
a very festive, interesting exhibit.
Now we are off to Miami, as we said. That's it for today, everyone. Thanks for being part of our live national broadcast. Until we're back next Saturday, December 13th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, special thanks to all of our guests who appeared on the show today with us. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors. Most importantly, thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.